With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge in Minnesota has ordered the head of ICE to appear in court and explain why detainees have been denied due process. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge said the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants and ordered Todd Lyons, the acting director of ICE, to appear before him Friday to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt. The order comes a day after President Trump directed Border Czar Tom Homan to take over the immigration crackdown in Minnesota from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who's under fire for her response to two fatal shootings by ICE agents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of people from Arkansas to New England remain without power under very cold temperatures that promise to continue throughout the week. At a news conference, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says responding after an ice storm is difficult.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
Freezing temperatures hovered as far south as Tennessee, Arkansas, and North Carolina, with more record lows forecast down into Florida. More than 470,000 homes and businesses remain without power, with over half the outages in Tennessee and Mississippi. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 408 points. The Nasdaq rose 215, with the S&P 500 advancing 28. This is SRN News. Americans consider moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds that 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. This is SRN News. UPS is delivering thousands of pink slips to its employees, Bob Agnew reports.
The delivery giant is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year as it continues with its turnaround efforts. It's also deliberately reducing the number of Amazon shipments it handles. Chief Financial Officer Brian Dyke said during the company's conference call on Tuesday, the job cuts will be made through a voluntary buyout offer for full-time drivers and attrition. UPS is also looking to close 24 buildings in the first half of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
A Utah woman who said the end times were near and who authorities say took her four young children to Europe in violation of a custody order has been arrested in Croatia. Authorities there on Tuesday confirmed the arrest of 35-year-old Alicia Seymour on suspicion of violating children's rights. More details at SRNnews.com.